weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
So time to introduce my first set of guests to you. They are from the Timeline Choir. I've forgotten one of their names already. This is what happens when you gain an extra person. So you'll all introduce yourselves to me.
Hi there, I'm Steph Connor. I'm the director of Timeline Choir in Cambridge.
I'm Charles Jones. I sing in the choir.
And I'm Meg Spencer-Thomas. And I am the choir general manager.
General, I never heard of a... I used to sing in a choir. I never had a general manager.
Well, it's much better than having a committee.
Oh, yes.
I've been in a number of choirs, and I can answer for that. You know, dictatorship.
I can assure you anything is better than having a committee, as this place will testify to most of the time. Now, the choir seems quite interesting from the perspective it's not your standard issue, get up and do a few songs from Sergeant Pepper, as we were mentioning that a little while ago. This is folk, and it's medieval and Renaissance music as well.
Yeah, I like to broadly think of it as heritage singing. So we'd like to sing songs that have a kind of historical connection to the area that we're from. So
there'll be songs from around Cambridgeshire or from the areas where you all hail from originally?
Yeah, well, this year we're doing lots of stuff from Cambridgeshire and the east of England in general. One of the things that is good fun about doing heritage singing and thinking, oh, let's celebrate our history, is that you start finding out that your history is intertwined with the history of everywhere else. So the more local you try to be, the more kind of, you know, national and international you end up discovering that you are.
And then do you also have to do the research on the songs, or are they fairly easy to come by in terms of songs about our area here?
There's an excellent wealth of songs from this local area. My interest in it started with Vaughan Williams, because where I'm from, which is near Dorking in Surrey, is where the composer Vaughan Williams grew up. And he is one of the most important folk song collectors in this country. And some of his most beautiful songs came from the east of England. So that's where I got interested.
In fact, I normally associate Vaughan Williams with classical, but he was into the folk side of things as well.
Very much so. Yes, absolutely. And classical music is all the better for his passion for folk song.
It's true of Benjamin Britten as well, isn't it? Did lots of lovely folk song settings.
Britain's associated... Is it Aubra, the one that Britain's associated with?
Again,
quite a bit of the Aubra Festival, of course, there as well. Mm. And Charles, one of the reasons why you're here, of course, is because, like every other choir in the land, you're looking for men to join the singing.
Well, I think it's Steph and Meg are looking for men, to be strictly accurate. But in truth, we could do with a few more men. And I think... we got off on this idea of scholarship and research and finding folk songs and so on, but actually this is it's not a Cambridge scholarly type choir. We leave the scholarship to Steph to find the stuff, but we really learn very much by ear, by memory. It's a very relaxed process, and what we don't do is push voices to the extreme. So I think I would say to men out there who fancy a song but think, oh, I'm going to have to sing very high, very low, you know. No, any ordinary voice would be comfortable in this choir, I think.
And by the sounds of things, you don't particularly have to be able to read music, just be able to sing in tune.
Absolutely. I think singing in tune probably is a good idea. I defer to Steph on this.
Yeah, I mean, singing in tune is nice. I have a strong belief that if you get people singing together regularly, learning from each other, experiencing singing harmony together, they gradually become more tuneful. You don't necessarily need to, you know, whip it into people. It can happen very naturally, as long as you're not pushing people to sing higher than they're comfortable with.
The way I would put it is it's a choir where you avoid the shriek, the hoot, the squawk, and the fluff. The fluff is down the bottom, you know.
don't quite know where they are.
The hoot is the altos who can get a bit like that at the top.
No offence, altos.
No offence, but the way Steph sets things avoids all of those four things by just saying no. Yeah, let's stick to something that's doable.
I'm tempted to say everyone's shrieking, you just need to go to the London stage, perhaps, but that's probably a bit mean.
London stage, yes.
It's trilly kind of singing that you get from anybody who's been in the West End musical.
Yeah, yeah. They start quite okay, and then suddenly they go into overdrive, don't they? Right up the top. Yeah.
Meg, how long have you been in the choir then?
Well, I have been involved with Timeline Choir for just over a year now, and have been loving every single minute with it.
That's a good advertisement. Had you done choirs before?
Yes, I've grown up singing in choirs of all sorts, millions and millions of them.
Yeah.
So a lot of experience with that.
Did you and I do Christmas carols in Vinopolis together?
We did indeed.
So, just off Mill Road.
Yeah, I know well.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You see, it's all happens long.
So it's quite. So how often do you meet? Because that's the other thing that people are going to be thinking about. I don't want to do this and take up all my time.
We meet once a week on Thursdays on Mill Road and at 7:30. Just the one, not all of the different 7:30s that happen at the same time.
Yeah. Just the evening one.
Exactly. It's a very kind of relaxed, informal setting, and you know, it's useful when we have concerts coming up for people to put in a bit of time to make sure they know the words. But it's not one of those choirs where you know you go away with a massive, huge wodge of music that you have to learn and you have to be committed and you have to make sure that it's learnt by the next week that you come and things like that. It's much more about having fun, although I like to think that we sound amazing as well, which we do.
And then when do you perform? Do you have some certain set periods before? When Charles mentioned Vinopolis, I don't know if that was connected with the Timeline Choir.
Was
different venture. Yeah, prior to the Timeline beginning.
Well, we've got a couple of confirmed concerts and gigs this year. The first one that we've got coming up will be at the Big Weekend on the Sunday, and then
9th of July.
Sunday, the 9th of July, and then we have another one coming up in November, which Steph might tell you a bit more about.
That's on the 11th of November. We're going to be singing songs from the east of England, so that's later on in the year. But the most important thing that we're doing is tomorrow night.
Yes.
Well, tomorrow's Thursday, so something's going to happen at 7:30, but specifically...
Yes, the most important thing nationally that's happening tomorrow, which, has... You may have been listening to the news recently, unfortunately for you. The most important thing that's happening tomorrow has nothing to do with that. It's going on Mill Road, 7:30, the St Barnabas Centre, and it is a free sea shanty singing evening that we're going to be hosting.
Oh, no, that sounds very, cool. Very fun indeed.
Ruffians Night.
Yes, our Ruffians Night. All men, women as well, are also welcome, but the first hour will be specifically for the lower voices. We shall be singing sea shanties. Forget all about the election. Forget about the state of the world. Just come along. It's free for anyone who can hold a tune and a tankard of ale.
Oh, that sounds very good. Will they allow a tankard of ale in St Barnabas?
Well, we're not doing it in the church.
Oh, well, that's so okay. We'll do the little room to the side then.
No one's selling any ale.
No, so certainly not. We may require a drop of Nelson's blood to get through the evening.
Now, is that brandy or rum?
Rum,
it is rum, is it? Yeah.
Singing, rum...
Well, what's not to like?
Exactly. The ladies will be joining you at 8:30, you know.
And you just turn up. Is that the general idea?
Just turn up.
Come along. It's free. Everybody's welcome.
Listen, we're going to be at the Big Weekend as well, so I think you need to come by. Well, easier to spot with the ones with the van and the rather tall mast on top. Come by. Give us a song.
We will.
Or two, potentially. I think that's possibly the makings of a plan. So that's the Sunday that you're there, because the Big Weekend, obviously, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, we should sort something out on that. And if people want to turn, if they want to join, then just turn up, or how do you want to do that? Well, let you know first.
You can just turn up if you want. It's useful for us to know numbers. If you have access to a computer between now and 7:30 tomorrow, then send me an email. It would be megthomas@timelinesongs.org. Or you can go to our website, www.timelinesongs.org, Or if you don't get around to it, it's fine, absolutely fine, to just turn up in the St Barnabas Centre behind St Barnabas Church on Mill Road.
Ah, it's easy. It's like straight down here and then I...
Just straight over
the road, isn't it? Looking and listening while you cross. Yeah. Mm. Excellent.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you all very much indeed. Steph, Charles, Meg, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.